Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another episode of the wonderful Hidden Kingdoms podcast show here on YouTube of Agape Love, a voice of light in the darkness. Love is here, the title continues, a love story of the ages. This was a big book that I wrote after studying what agape love was and how humanity needed it and where it came from. I studied many books and videos. I looked in the Strong's Concordance, the Webster's Dictionary. I studied religions. I studied history. I studied. And so I am now putting this to video, so you too can learn about agape love and humanity and our great need for it. And this is going to be episode number 7. We had been working through some scriptures that I had to look up in the Authorized King James Bible. And that's the book, the religious book that I use. I use that form or translation of the Bible, which the word Bible actually just means book, that was written over thousands and thousands of years by different people. I use it because there's no commentaries in it by anybody or any religious denomination or group. It is simply the translated word out of Hebrew, Aramaic, maybe, and Greek. And then I use my Strong's Concordance to look up the definitions. And sometimes I use my Webster's Dictionary. But that, I don't want any commentary. If I don't know what the definition is, or I need an inspiration or more truth into it, I do as King James of Scotland and England and Ireland said, rely on the Spirit of light and truth and revelation from God, the great creator, the great I am. So that's what I do. So here, let's pick up where we left off. We had just finished working in and defining what a parable was, a fairy tale, and a fable was. We were hearing from a young man named Christ Jesus that the multitudes of people can't be told the truth because they can't understand it. They can't see it. They're not looking at nature or creation. So they have to be shown, they have to hear and see through fairy tales, maybe fables like Aesop's fables, through parables. Those are stories. And so most of us, which Pastor Deborah used to be one just like that. I didn't understand anything. But I love to watch fairy tales, read cartoons, comic books, love stories about science fiction. And I was able to get wonderful revelations. And we were told how this young man, this Christ Jesus, had been talking to multitudes of people who were trying to listen to him when he would tell stories or he would try to teach something. But he would say something like this. He was talking about his truths he was trying to relate to us, and he would call them seeds. And he was saying where the seeds fell in the ground was real important. And he had just finished talking to us in Matthew 13, 1 through 9, and we had gotten to verse number 9. And here's what that said, and then we'll pick up in this episode. Verse number 9 said, who has ears to hear? Let him hear. He had just told us some stories, and the multitudes of people went around and said, what are you talking about? Hear what? Understand what? See what? What fruit are you talking about? What is this seed? And those were good questions that when you are one of the spiritual multitudes and you don't have an understanding to be asking. But now, let's go back to Matthew 13, 10 through 17. This is how I studied. And you too have to do this, and you may do it through many different religious books, history books, many different topics and subjects. Back in the day when this Christ Jesus was talking, people understood farming, planting seeds, growing. How if they threw some seeds and they didn't get in the right place because they threw them by their hands, birds would come by, fowls of the air, and eat the seeds up. Some of them got thrown on the rocks and grew up just a little bit and died. Some got thrown by the wayside and were completely wasted. People understood farming, planting, seeds, growing. So when you are a teacher, you must understand your audience. What level are they at? How do you understand them? God talked to me and taught me through nature. Animals, roses, birds, butterflies, bugs. We learned in the Old Testament of this Bible, we were told to look at ants. To look at ants by King Solomon, the third king of ancient Israel. Study them. Nature can talk to us if we'll look. But when we're children, we need more cartoons with nature. We need more storybooks, adventures, to tell us stories. Aesop's Fable was a great one. Years and years later came movies. Walt Disney was wonderful for us children. Storybooks, fairy tales, evil witches, bad people, good people, beautiful princesses, elegant and handsome princesses. We were told stories by our grandparents, by the society. We have to look around, but we're not expecting to learn from nature or from animals. So you are probably one of the spiritual multitudes that don't understand anything of spiritual connotation, spiritual nature, and you really don't take a deep look at yourself. So here in episode number 7 of Agape Love, the Love Story of the Ages podcast, let's pick up in Matthew 13, 10 through 17. We had already started that, so now let's get to verse number 14. These were the red words. That meant they were the exact words that were written down, that were spoken by this young man. His name was Christ Jesus. Now, a lot of people just call him Jesus. Jesus was the dirt body of this spiritual being that was inside named Christ. Christ means the living word of God. God had come back to humanity in a spiritual being called Christ with his living word to speak to all of humanity through the dirt body. And that's what was happening here. So let's pick up verse number 14. And in them, in the multitudes of people, this Christ Jesus is saying, is spiritually fulfilled the spiritual prophecy of the prophet Isaiah in his book, Isaiah 6, 9 through 10, which says, verse number 9, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. Have you ever heard something but not understood it? And Isaiah would go on and say, and seeing you see not, and you shall not perceive. Sometimes you can look at something and not even understand what you're seeing. So we are being told as humanity, We can't see things. We're sort of spiritually blind. And we can't hear. We're spiritually deaf. Of what is the truth? I had to use a lot the Webster's Dictionary. So Webster's Dictionary defines what the word understand is, means. I will take one word to help me learn. So you learn to use a dictionary and understand words. Number one, when you either understand something or don't understand something, it means number one, to grasp, that means get a hold of, the meaning of something. Number two, to get the meaning or to grasp the reasonableness of something. But that makes sense, sort of speaking. Number three, to have thorough or technical acquaintance with or experiences in the practice of something. You have some sort of experience that helps you to understand. Number four, to be thoroughly familiar with the character and the propensities of something, the characteristics of it. Number five, to accept as a fact or truth or regard as a plausible, that means reasonable, truthful, without utter certainty. That means you know for sure what this is, what it's being talked about, and you understand it. Number six, to interpret in one of a number of possible ways. Number seven, to supply in thought as through an expression. Number eight, to have understanding, have the power or comprehension. Now remember, we're talking about the word understand in relationship to these seeds, these thoughts, these ideas that are being taught to people. And you have to understand what is trying to be taught to you so you can understand it and get its true meaning. Number nine. To understand means to achieve or grasp of the nature of it, the significance of, or the explanation of something. Number 10, it means to believe or infer something to be the case. Number 11, to show a sympathetic or tolerant attitude towards something. Sometimes we see that now. People don't even want to listen to a speaker. They don't want to listen to something. They just kind of shut their ears down, close their mind off, so to speak, put up a shield, and they protect their own thoughts, own ideas, and they're not open to understanding anything different or hearing anything. There's some synonyms from Webster's Dictionary that help us to understand what the word understand means. Remember, these spiritual multitudes are being told, which you are probably one of, that you don't understand. You don't get the meaning of these parables, these spiritual truths. Understand has some synonyms, means words that mean similar to it. One is comprehend, appreciate, mean to have a clear or complete idea of understanding and comprehension, and that they are often interchangeable. The word understanding may, however, stress the fact of having attained a firm mental grasp of something. You got it, so to speak. This idea that was being presented to you, you got the meaning of it. Comprehend may stress the process of coming to grips with something intellectually. A lot of people trying to comprehend situations, understand what is happening, why things are going the way they are in the world. They're trying to comprehend, understand what is happening. Another synonym is appreciate. It implies a just evaluation or judgment of a thing's value or nature. Sometimes people don't even value your idea, your knowledge, and so therefore they do not accept anything you say. They don't listen. They don't even try to understand. Because they may just look at you, your life, and just say, it's not worth listening to. Webster's dictionary defines the word perceive as one, to attain awareness or understanding of something. That's real important. Be like if you're in the darkness and you don't know where you are and a light comes on, you can see where you are. You may not understand how you got there. You may not understand much, but you can see with light comes understanding. Number two, perceive means to regard as being such. That means I have regard for knowledge, and light, perception, can help me see. Number three, to become aware of through the senses by seeing, observing. A lot of times we start off with our five senses. Then our biological brain processes what we've seen, heard, felt, touched, or tasted. Spiritually, it's the same thing. We have spiritual senses from our spirit. In fact, a lot of people don't recognize that our physical body is like a suit of clothes for our spirit. Our spirit is the one that lives on after death, and it too has to spiritually get light and revelation, just like our soul. Our spirit has senses. Our biological body has senses. And we live in a natural world for the five senses and our biological brain. And we live in a spiritual world. And we have to understand both of them. So this young man is trying to tell all of us this. Just listen. So someone can hear some words of the kingdom of heaven. That's a spiritual kingdom. It's a spiritual light. Through the voice and the words in books, in dreams, from teachers, from sermons, from ancient history, in visions, parables or stories or fables or fairy tales or in movies, but not understand spiritually anything they have heard. And he goes on to say, and someone can see something, an image, a vision, a picture, and not perceive, not be aware of what the meaning is, or even what they're seeing. And that does not sound good for humanity. And my question to you on this episode, could you be one of these spiritual multitudes? Maybe you know someone who's a part of these spiritual multitudes. That when they hear something, they don't hear. When they see something, they don't see. And they can't understand what is really going on. Look at politics. Look at nature. Look at what's happening in the world. What is going on? Why is it happening? Is there somebody behind it? Is it the yin and the yang, the good and the bad? Are we in war? What is happening? What are the goals? Could a fairy tale help us? Is there good and evil at work here? These are all good questions. And we'll keep learning about ourselves in the next episode of Agape Love, A Voice of Light in the Darkness, A Love Story. A Love Story of the Ages podcast. So this ends episode number 7. And I'll catch you again on the next episode. And we're going to keep learning about ourselves, others, and agape love. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. See you then. Bye-bye.